Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Thanks for taking some time out of your busy day and joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show powered by All Access Football. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant, and today we're going to the University of Albany, the Great Danes, and today's guest is Justin Brancaccio, the linebacker, two-time first-team Northeast Conference?
Yeah,
that's fantastic. You're also team captain. I think there's no other finer award than being a captain of the teammates, that honor that they bestowed on you. Talk a little bit about that honor and what was it like being named team captain, Justin?
Definitely a great feeling. Every year you're always wondering, everyone's wondering who's going to be captain, who's going to pick it up from the seniors who left and take control of the thing. And my teammates voted me. It felt great, you know. It's a great feeling to know that these guys are willing to go to war with you. They're willing to not just go to war with you, but they're going to follow you into whatever you do and put you in a position to make team decisions that helps better the team.
And are you just a guy who kind of leads by example? Are you a fiery guy? I mean, you know, how did that come about with that they recognized you as a guy that, you know, should be the leader?
Both. I think a lot of guys, they see how hard I work in the weight room and my work ethic. And a lot of guys like that, you know, by example. But at the same time, you know, as I hit my junior year and stuff like that, I became more vocal because every year it just means a little more and a little more, and you get to a point where you just gotta, you know, take over. And I started to become more vocal. People started being like, all right, well, let's see what he's doing. It's obviously working, and that's pretty much it, you know.
Excellent. And 3-year starter, inside linebacker. So, I mean, you're familiar with the game. I mean, you've been a part of that defense for years now. I mean, what was it like? I mean, when did that reality set in that, you know, the skill set was there to take it to the next level? When did you start to realize that, you know, that potential was there?
Well, you know, it's always been a dream to have that opportunity. So I guess freshman year I came in and I got to play as a true freshman. And I realized that, you know, these guys are, they're not that much faster. They're very similar in strength. And each year I just ended up getting better and better. So, you know, senior year came, junior year, I guess, started thinking about it. And then once I completed my senior year, I was really like, I can't see it. What separates me from any of these other guys?
Excellent. And, you know, I'd be foolish not to bring it up, but Tony Sperano, the coach for the Miami Dolphins, his sons play on the team. Do you get any eyes on you from the Dolphins, you know, there? I mean, you kind of got your own inside source?
As of now, we don't really bring that up too much with Tony or his brother Andy's also on the team.
Yeah.
I really couldn't tell you if they're looking at me or not. You know, I haven't heard from anyone really just yet. We're still waiting for our pro day, but I'm hoping that, you know, they send someone for our pro day to check us out.
Excellent. And in terms of your pro day, when will you be working out?
Our pro day is March 23rd.
March 23rd. And in preparations for that, Justin, I mean, have you been training anywhere? I mean, are you still at school? I mean, what's the process right now?
Right now I'm training up at school. We got some great trainers, and Blake Cundiff, who was he was with the Cowboys, he's with Minnesota, so he knows what he's doing. So he's kind of, as we last 2 years, he's kind of put us in a position to know how to train correctly for all these drills and stuff. So it's been me and you know, 4 or 5 other guys who are preparing for the pro day as well, and we're all working together and stuff. So it's a very good atmosphere.
And in terms of your own, I mean, your size and your weight, I mean, what should you record when you measure in on your pro day?
I should be a little over 5'11", close to 6 foot, and I'll be weighing around 231, 232.
Excellent. And is that where you want to be in terms of weight? I mean, do you want to add? Do you want to shed?
That way I feel very solid. I feel comfortable moving every which way and what they expect me to do, keeping my speed up with that weight. And I feel like it's enough weight where I'll still be able to bring that force I have.
Excellent. And Justin Brancaccio joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Justin, I mean, can you believe your time has come and gone at Albany and you're kind of taking this leap? I mean, did it go by quick for you?
I was actually talking to a teammate today about that, how the 4 years, you know, you're a freshman looking up to the seniors and all of a sudden it's reversed and you're the seniors. And it has gone by real fast. I wish I could continue to play at the college level, but at the same time, I'm very anxious to get an opportunity and showcase my talents on the next level.
And in terms of Coach Bob Ford, any other players that kind of stand out to you that kind of helped get you to where you're at today?
I played with great players. David Nicomedi, he's a guy who's trying to do the same thing I'm doing. He's been there for 5-6 years, and he's taught me a lot about the game. When I came in as a freshman, Colin Dish, who's probably going to go down for Albany as one of the best linebackers to play here, he taught me a lot about the game and kind of, instead of just being physical, how to also use your mind and how to study film and stuff like that. So there's been a couple guys that really helped the process along.
Excellent. I mean, 94 tackles, you led the defense. Obviously, you're the mainstay there at inside linebacker. I mean, if we put you in an NFL uniform on Sundays, who are you going to kind of remind us of the most at the next level?
A guy who I've followed my whole life, Zach Thomas. Given the fact that he is, he's a little on the short side, 5'10", 5'11", around 228. I really feel like I play with him where I could bring that punch. I'm a very secure tackler. I lead by, I lead by example. He's a vocal leader. I really kind of mirror myself as Zach Thomas does.
Excellent. That's definitely an excellent guy to mirror yourself after, one of the NFL's best over the last, I'd say, decade while he was playing. Justin, I mean, in terms of your game, I mean, have you had any contact or, what are the people saying that, they like about your game, in terms of scouts, or is there anything they like to see you improve on?
Well, just being, for myself, things obviously you want to improve on. I want to improve on every aspect of the game. I think most things I probably have to, get my speed a little better, just keep working on that. So, because, the game is speed now, so the faster you can get, the better you're off. And that's my main focus. I feel my strength is there, without a doubt. I feel like my strength's always been there, but I'm just continue to work on getting stronger, but really focus on my speed.
Excellent. Sometimes, I mean, what system you're in. I mean, was there anything that you kind of didn't get to showcase at Albany that, scouts watching game film, they might not be able to pick up on, but something you kind of do well and it's something you might want to be able to show at your pro day?
I feel like when I came in, I kind of, a linebacker always wants a little more freedom than than the coach may give him. I feel like we ran some great schemes, but I feel like we never showcased our whole playbook, and there's a lot of, a lot of things in our playbook that really could have favored towards me that I would have liked to run, were giving me a little freedom to take gaps and do different things instead of just being responsible for one gap. I feel like that freedom would have been beneficial for the team and for myself, but that's really it.
Excellent. And in terms of, getting that across, to the people at the next level, besides, kind of getting lost here, but your own game, I mean, if you're laying on the couch tonight and you're thinking about something you do well, I mean, what do you take the most pride in?
I take the most pride, I think most linebackers take the most pride, is stopping the run. That's always your number one thing, is to stop the run and make the team turn to the passing game because they can't establish the run. So I think definitely stopping the run is my main thing that I love to do, and that's I just love hitting heads. And when the ball is in the air, it's a little harder.
Yes. And how about film study? Are you a film junkie?
Yeah, I've been. I learned habits from my high school coach, actually. He always had me in there studying and breaking down film, so I was able to bring it up to Albany and even get even more in touch with the film and studying every single game, breaking down the offensive linemen and all like that.
And, looking back again at your college career, I mean, what's one thing you're going to miss most about Saturdays playing college football?
Well, I guess just the camaraderie. We like to, we call ourselves the Purple Fam because we're a family. You're going out there playing with a guy who you've known for a year or a couple of years, who you went through camp with, who's willing to do anything for you just like you're willing to do with him. So it's, I think it's a real special feeling to take the field with those guys. And it was a real hard feeling to walk off the field that one last time.
Yeah, that had to be a very emotional experience, knowing that you won't be stepping out on the field again. Any tears shed?
We won our last game, so I didn't. If we lost, it would have been a little different story. But I went out with a win, and probably 50% of the college players who graduate can't even do that, to go out with a win. So, if there were tears, it was more of enjoyment, you know, happy to be with those guys and to have that last win.
Excellent. You guys finished 7-4 in the Northeast Conference behind what I believe Central Connecticut State. In terms of rivals, I mean, who do you guys kind of like going up against and taking down the most?
You know, I'm a Jersey guy, so my number one rival is Monmouth University.
Okay.
There's nothing like playing them guys. Playing back home, we always get a huge crowd with our cheer there, and there's a lot of Jersey guys represent Albany too. So it's that's definitely the biggest game for us. That's I'm pretty sure we're the biggest game for them as well.
Excellent. So how'd you end up in Albany? Why weren't you at in New Jersey?
You know, I wanted to kind of get out of the state, and Albany showed a lot of interest from the beginning. They were always there, always contacted me, seeing how I was doing with school, and they were contacting me a lot during wrestling season, making sure, you know, how I was doing and stuff. And actually, Jeff Hapley, who's with Pittsburgh right now, he recruited me, and I knew what a kid who I played, grew up with, playing against, he ended up coming to Albany, so he was kind of in my ear, you know, come on, let's go play together, instead of always playing against each other and stuff like that. So those are probably the two big reasons why I came up here.
Excellent. Once again, Justin Brancaccio joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I ain't going to lie, Justin, Brancaccio, I love saying that name. You know, Brancaccio. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, you're saying it right. Most people, it takes them a couple times to say it right, but it's the nail on the head.
Yeah, I could just, you know, after we hang up, I might just say it a few more times. I do, Brancaccio. That just has a nice ring to it. Brancaccio on the tackle. That just sounds so good. Hopefully we'll be hearing that on the NFL PA this fall. Justin, we always like to have some fun with you guys before we let you go. We call it three downs and out. They're just fun one-liners on the lighter side of things. You ready to roll with that?
Yeah, let's roll.
All right, first down. If you could take any female celebrity out to dinner, who would you like to take?
I may have to go with two on this one, even though you said one.
You know, you could take two.
Jessica Biel would definitely have to be one, and the other would probably be Brooklyn Decker.
There you go. Very nice. You're very quick on that, too.
Yeah, well, you know.
Hey, you got to be quick. You never know. They call you. Got to take them. Second down, Justin. If you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't show your great linebacking skills, what other talent could you showcase America?
I kind of want to say I'm a decent bowler, but that would be hard to show on a talent show. So I'll probably say, I don't know if you're familiar with the John Wall dance.
Okay.
But the John Wall dance, pretty good at doing that.
Excellent, excellent. And the final question, Justin, before we let you go tonight. Would you rather be a male runway model or the lead singer of a boy band?
Probably the lead singer of a boy band.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, hey, Justin, we want to wish you the best, and as always, you're welcome back anytime here on the NFL Draft Bible. We'd love to touch base and follow you as you make your path towards the NFL.
All right, thank you very much.
Yep, and that's Justin Brancaccio joining us tonight on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. And remember, you folks listening, you can go to the NFL Draft Bible, and they put a link up there on the site where you can listen to all the Player Spotlight shows done by Rob Brewer and Kenny Franick, Ben Klein. These guys all do interviews. They all do the Player Spotlight shows. It's a great group of guys. We're here together, you know, bringing these players to you so you can get a little bit closer to, you know, to the guys that you're going to be seeing on the football fields on Sunday. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and thanks once again for joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Remember, type in Bo VIP at the site. You're going to get 50% off the All Access discount.